We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. This is Have a Heart Health Radio. We are here for you. Who are we? I'm health warrior Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California, and with me, health journalist and health researcher, Bill Sardi.
Let me talk. And why do you call yourself the health warrior? You have arrows in your quiver or what?
Don't tempt me, Bill.
We're here for the audience, and we'd like to have a little fun here. Health and humor, and David and I are battling each other with our egos to try to over talk each other. Not really. But we'd like to divide this show into the four parts, talking about how outrageous modern medicine is. Second part, provide you some practical health tips that are free and good and things you can reach for. Part three is from our sponsors, Longevinex, the wonderful, well-tested red wine pill. Part four, Garlazyme, our wonderful garlic-based dietary supplement, very affordable. So that's part one, two, and three, and four, and you can stop listening now, and you know what the show is all about. Not really. David.
Bill, I know you're going to tell us that they're reporting that we're seeing a drop in Alzheimer's disease. Now, you know, it wasn't but a year ago. I was at a lecture about dementia and mental health, and they were just saying that where most diseases are sort of steady at a high, terrible rate, that Alzheimer's was just growing in leaps and bounds. So was there some new Alzheimer's drug or treatment that I missed?
David, that seminar was 5 years ago.
Okay.
You don't remember? I'm just kidding.
What seminar?
Yeah. Look, David, it is a disastrous thing. It isn't silly and funny that people do lose their memory and their cognition ability to think. And it's a tragic thing. A lot of Americans believe we'll all get that. That's not true. But after all this, talk that Alzheimer's is such a pending disaster, we're going to have millions of Americans, zombies walking around without any memory. And then it says there's a 44% lower chance of developing dementia than 30 years ago. And they've tracked this down now. And the dementia rates are down in Germany also, so as well as here in the United States. And the decrease is probably due to more education and control of health factors such as cholesterol and blood pressure. What? Come on. They never think that it could be because we started fortifying the foods with folic acid. We started talking to people, and fish oil came out of nowhere to be a $2 billion seller. I mean, almost everybody that takes dietary supplements is taking fish oil, and we got a report here how it changes the structure of your brain and actually helps you keep your brain volume. You don't have this incredible shrinking brain syndrome with fish oil. And, of course, we have a lot of wine drinkers, and not that you don't have other health problems because the alcohol in the wine, but they just completed a study, and over 9 years, only half of the people who drank a lot of wine had as much memory decline as the people who didn't drink. You know, they were teetotalers or occasional wine drinkers. So we've got all these wonderful health factors, and modern medicine's taking the credit for what? Blood pressure and cholesterol?
Cholesterol pills are associated with dementia and Parkinson's and memory problems. Sometimes even dramatic amnesia. There's a doctor that wrote a whole book about it. They can't claim a decrease in Alzheimer's on cholesterol drugs. It would have to be the other way around.
David, which direction are they leading us in? I don't know, but they're saying the risk has gone down. It's the first time we've ever heard this, and I'm a little puzzled until you really look and see. I mean, today they're saying that a third of the Alzheimer's diseases can be prevented, and the risk factors, diabetes, obesity, inactivity, depression, smoking, and so on. So they do know this and all these, but we pointed out that half of the people that are in nursing homes with senile dementia or Alzheimer's disease. Senile dementia is older, later in life, and Alzheimer's disease a little earlier in life, like 60s. And the thing is they pointed out, I think it was University of Indiana, that half of these people are hospitalized or institutionalized for Alzheimer's disease, just have senile dementia caused by drugs, the medicines. They give these acetylcholinesterase inhibitors, and they mess up your brain chemicals and all these kind of things. And if they would just stop giving these drugs and put them on other drugs, we could get half of the people out of the nursing homes that are there for, brain issues, thinking issues. So, you know, and of course, has the American Medical Association set up a task force to deal with this immediately so we could get these people out of there? No, it's too good for business. Drug companies benefit, nursing homes benefit, you know, nurses, doctors, everybody is in the gravy train. So nothing is done about it, and it's the medicines that cause the greater number of cases that we see where people are institutionalized, nursing home and all that stuff, and loss of mental faculties. So, you know, it's a lousy deal. And I see, you know, they're talking about better memory and your brain maintains its volume. You don't have the incredible shrinking brain here with fish oil and vitamin B12. Those are the two things that keep the brain from shrinking over time. And so we have these good reports, and none of the things from natural medicine get any credit at all in this. But I'm bringing this up to folks and saying, you know, modern medicine pins badges on itself when it doesn't deserve any.
Bill, I was looking, there was a recent study. It said more than 99% of drug trials for Alzheimer's disease during the past decade have failed. So how modern medicine can, if there really is a drop, and let's hope it's true, modern medicine has no claim for that. It has to be the changes in diet, lifestyle, and nutrition. And I think you're right on probably about the fish oil and the B12.
Now, there's another story here saying that B vitamins won't prevent Alzheimer's disease. And the key vitamins are B12 and folic acid, and then vitamin B1, which is critical because we see diabetes and sugar involved here. And B1 or thiamine is very critical for folks who have blood sugar issues, and because we do see issues with in the kidneys and the back of the eyes and peripheral nerves. And so we think, you know, obviously the brains must be involved here. And, you know, they're saying all these people take multivitamins, but the multivitamins don't deal with the issue of lack of absorption as we get older. And you really do need a form of vitamin B1 called benfotiamine. It's fat soluble. All the other B vitamins are water soluble, including thiamine, but they alter it so it's fat soluble, sticks in your system, doesn't get washed out fast, and really works. And they made it for folks that drink too much alcohol, because alcohol takes away the B1, and so does coffee and tea and alcohol and refined sugars. And so this story about B vitamins don't prevent Alzheimer's disease. Common B vitamins in very low paltry doses as found in common ineffective multivitamins doesn't prevent Alzheimer's disease, but it still may be. And the dosages they're using of B12 to prevent the brain from shrinking are much higher than you find in common multivitamins. And, you know, in our sponsor's product, Longevinix Advantage, we do have 5 milligrams of the benfotiamine, the fat-soluble B1. So it's important that folks realize, you know, that some of this stuff that modern medicine is talking about, don't ask doctors. They're not authorities about nutrition. They were never trained in it in the first place. And if you want to keep believing doctors, fine. You don't need to listen to this radio show. So that's where we are.
Bill, in fact, the type of nutritional supplements, the vitamins that your doctors recommend, your typical best-selling multivitamin in the country, which I consider a hamster vitamin, well, it doesn't work. So the headline here is not vitamins don't work. It's the kind of vitamins and potencies your doctor tends to recommend don't work, and I agree with that.
Hear, hear. So, you know, ineffective vitamins don't work. We know that. The most expensive vitamin you can buy is one that doesn't work. I thought that's right off your lips, I think.
Yeah, I had somebody tell me that, and that was, you know, if you want a good multivitamin and you go into a good health food store and it's, you know, $15, $20, you go, you don't want to spend that, fine, I understand. But don't waste $3 or $4 on a hamster vitamin. Buy some food.
Now, okay? I want to say, because we've got this topic and I'll handle it quickly, is the decline in our thinking as we get older in memory. And it shows here a wonderful study, cataract surgery cuts mental decline as in advancing years. This is true. We need light to hit the back of our eye, and it stimulates us. And it has to do with I remember seeing early studies, and they showed people with cataracts, and they had real thick ankles, and their hearts were failing because the heart couldn't pump the fluid out of the bottom part of the body, and so the ankle's swollen, and they looked their faces were full with fluid and all this kind of thing, and they were droopy and depressed and everything else. And then what they did was that they gave them cataract surgery, and then once they did that, the swollen ankles disappeared, the heart pumped better hormonal issues and so on, and metabolism. So it shows here that if you had cataract surgery, your mental decline, the rate of that goes way down. And I think that's true. More light to the back of your eye and the stimulation of it. A cataract is a cloudy, focusing lens of your eye about the size of an aspirin tablet. And it gets cloudier as you get older. You lose about 1% of the transparency of your focusing crystalline lens for every year of life. So you're only getting about a third of the light in by age 60, 65. And you're essentially think of living with the same windshield in your car all of your life. Get a new windshield. This is one of the things that I do think modern medicine has a great answer for. Someone said the only three things that are proven to work in modern medicine are fixing bones, fixing teeth, and removing cloudy cataracts and putting a clear lens implant. It's like getting a new windshield in your car. Don't run around, fall, break your hip, lose your driver's license, can't do the things you really enjoy doing, reading and all those things. Cataract surgery, it's a modern miracle. Don't be so afraid of it. And there are eye drops, though. I will tell people, if you have early cataracts developing, you're not seeing so well, Carnosine, C-A-R-N-O-S-I-N-E, Carnosine eye drops, and all the veterinarians are using it for their for the dogs that get cataracts, and it's a very effective. And yet the humans, no, we don't do that. It'll interrupt the gravy train. So, you know, if you want to try carnosine eye drops, do you tell people where to get them, David?
Well, we do have them at our store. There's one brand called Bright Eyes 3.
Okay.
There's one I know on the internet that I just know that physicians use called Can-See.
It's just expensive. That's all.
Yeah. They're in the $30 range.
So everybody wants to know, David Stouter is founder of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. If you're hearing their signal or within reach, or you want to ask David some questions, call Apple Health Foods. And he can even ship that to you. If you can't find it, you're in the middle of Tonopah, Nevada, and there's no stores around, he'll help you find that for you. But I just want to say cataract surgery, where modern medicine does deliver good things, and they do with cataract surgery, I try not to scare people away from it. But there are eye drops that have been proven in human studies. We just don't use them here. So if you want to know about them, carnosine eye drops proven in human studies. So
yeah. Well, listen, let's take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. More health tips when we come back. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now.
Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. With me, Bill Sardi, health journalist, health researcher. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. There was a very interesting CNN special called Escape Fire. And with that strange name, it was about our, quote, healthcare system. And it did point out that 75% of the money that we spend on, quote, healthcare, I would call it disease management, was on preventable diseases. Now, think about that when it turns out that chronic health care is our biggest expense. Bill, what should we know about this?
It's aging. You know, if we just have an anti-aging pill, we can skip all the pills for each individual disease. That's the diabetes, the high blood pressure, the heart disease, the mental decline, all of those things that are really bothering us. Now, this is what's bankrupting Medicare. So all of you know, Medicare is $60 trillion underfunded. Don't think it's going to exist for every generation in the future. And it's living on borrowed money today. When they say there's a $17 trillion national debt, what that means is the United States has borrowed $17 trillion so we can keep paying for people on welfare. We can keep paying for our troops in the military. We can keep paying for Medicare and Social Security. There is new fresh money going in there because all of us who are working have what we call the FICA, the deductions from our checks for that. But it's still short, and they have to take – and the tax money is not enough. So they actually have to either print more money or they have to borrow more money, and that has become our $17 trillion of national debt. And they keep adding to it. At some point, we can't keep borrowing money or printing money to keep Medicare afloat. What are you going to do? You are going to learn to take care of your own health. And these chronic diseases, you know, all we have to do is back up and slow aging by 7 years, and that'll keep people away from all the medicines and the nursing home admissions and all that, and we will keep Medicare from being bankrupted. But you're never going to hear about an anti-aging pill. We'll talk about it a little later, our sponsor's product, Longevinix. But if you had an anti-aging pill, then you wouldn't need the rest of these pills. You think Big Pharma and your doctors and all that have an incentive not to tell you about this and treat each disease as it occurs in each location. We've got doctors for every location. You have an anti-aging pill, it doesn't know about location. And there is such a thing today, and of course we can benefit from it. So, you know, what they've got us doing is detecting and collecting. Doctors try to screen for colon cancer and glaucoma and breast cancer, all these things, and it's just a process of what can I detect and then what can I treat and collect. It's all about doctors are massive insurance billers. That's all there is to it. And so even if their effectiveness of their treatments, if they're not effective, so what? Nobody puts them in jail and they bill Medicare because they actually did deliver the attempt to make you better. So, and you didn't get any better. So they've got this label on folks, David, pre-diabetes, and now they're saying it's unhelpful and unnecessary. So, you know, the drug companies push this. They want people to start on their medicines earlier. So it was a so-called thing called pre-diabetes, and now they say it's bunk. And, you know, they were talking people into treatment before they needed it and so all this.
Hey, Bill, I got to ask you something. I'll just admit right to the audience here, I have not won any Nobel Prizes. I was curious, have you won any Nobel Prizes?
I haven't even been nominated, David.
Okay, well, I know a couple people who have. Now, you just kind of made a – you know, sort of a damning statement.
But by the way, two Nobel Prize winners happen to take our sponsor's product, Longevinix. But go ahead, Dave.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I just wanted to say, as you, you know, said some negative things about, you know, how we're just getting served up stuff that doesn't work. Okay, James Watson of Watson and Crick, the two guys that got the Nobel Prize for discovering the shape of DNA, the double helix. And in the 1970s, he served 2 years on the National Cancer Advisory Board. And don't anybody get nervous here because I won't say it. But when he was asked about the National Cancer Program, he declared it's a bunch of – and it's a word that relates to excrement. And now – Linus Pauling, most of you know him, won two Nobel Prizes. And here's a quote from Linus Pauling. Everyone should know that most cancer research is largely a fraud and that the major cancer research organizations are derelict in their duties to the people who support them. So I just wanted you to know that some folks that have won Nobel Prizes are telling you the same thing Bill and I are telling you. And we're not trying to just disparage modern medicine, but you're hanging on to something that may not support you when the floodwaters come.
Okay, David. So what they've got is this scheme. We've told everybody, just go out and donate blood. Get your iron levels down. It's measured by a blood test called ferritin. F is in Frank, E-R-R-I-T-I-N. You can get a ferritin test if you'd like. Should between be between 20 and 70 is the healthy range, not the normal range. And if your ferritin levels are down, your diabetes will vanish. Well, they've got this surgery they want to do for diabetes now. And it's similar. It's called bariatric surgery to reduce morbid obesity and so on. And so they do this kind of surgery. And so what happens is it's kind of like a gastric bypass type thing, weight loss surgery. And then they found out that it reverses diabetes, and for many, many people, the gastric bypass thing works, and the diabetes vanishes. Okay, so the point is, well, how is that so? Well, they're scheming in England. They want to do 800,000 of these surgeries. Imagine what it is in the United States. So they're just scheming to make all this money when they don't tell you that the surgery is bloody and you lose a lot of blood. And therefore, it's like donating the blood, and then it gets your iron levels down, and then you're cured for quite a few years. Folks, just go donate the blood. Forget these doctors wringing their hands and getting into your pocketbook and bankrupting Medicare.
So the doctors don't even realize that it's the iron management in the surgery that's having the beneficial effect.
I have said over the years, the reason why we get old is we're accumulating iron and copper and calcium. We're rusting and calcifying, and then we get diabetes and we get, you know, heart disease and all these things. So it's the iron that controls this, the over-mineralization theory of aging. We have a pill that reverses it by chelating or attaching to the minerals and slowly reversing that process and essentially reversing aging in your body. It's just been proven at the back of the eye by Dr. Stuart Richer of the Veterans Hospital in North Chicago with our sponsor's pill, Longevinix. It's been used in eye conditions to restore youthful function in the human eye. But what they're doing is they're trying to dream up every expensive, the most expensive treatment prevails. And so now they want to do surgery on millions of people. I mean, it's unconscionable, and they just want to bankrupt Medicare more and more. And, of course, so there's a lot of folks. I put my money in Medicare, so that's great. My surgeon's very world famous, and I want him to do this operation. And, by the way, I don't have to take any pills anymore, and it's great, and I don't have diabetes anymore. Where are we going here? We're going to bankrupt Medicare unbelievably. Folks, cut the red meat down a little bit. That's where you get a lot of this iron. And watch about, you know, high sugar, refined sugars in your diet because it increases the absorption of iron from your foods. That's one of the reasons why it works. And watch carefully that as you get older, that you're calcifying and rusting, that maybe you'd take an anti-aging pill. We'll talk about that more in a minute, but a good anti-aging pill would be a little bit of what we call a chelator. It claws or attaches and removes the excess doesn't remove calcium from your bones or iron from your red blood cells. It just takes the loose stuff away, and that's what we call free iron, unbound iron, and copper and calcium. And you want to take those away so that you don't age prematurely.
You know, Bill, let's take a short break here in just a second, and I want to talk to you about this anti-aging pill and genetics. There was an interesting article in Time magazine recently, but I came across an Ayurvedic proverb. I don't know if you've heard it before, but I wanted to share it with the audience. It says, "When diet is wrong, medicine is of no use. When diet is correct, medicine is of no need." And that's what Bill and I are trying to get across to you. Ultimately, it is going to be Mother Nature that's going to be your best friend and not Big Pharma. We're going to take a short break on Have a Heart Health Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about anti-aging and genetics. Don't go away.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343. Welcome back, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Your two hosts, two guys just trying to give you common sense, real science health. Bill Sardi, health journalist, health researcher. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. Bill, you know, I've heard you talk on the radio about, and I'm sorry, I consider it somewhat tragic, the story of Angelina Jolie. She was told by some folks that she had a certain gene, and so she was led to believe that she pretty much could be guaranteed that she'd get breast cancer. So she preventively had a double mastectomy and had her breast cut off so that she couldn't get breast cancer. And controversial, a lot of people heralded it as that she's such a brave and courageous person to do that. I think many of us thought she was confused and being misled, and that was very strange. But here on the cover of Time magazine, Why Your DNA Isn't Your Destiny. And it talks about epigenetics. Means what we eat and how we live, that's how our genes behave. So is it all just written in stone in our genetics?
Well, a lot of folks, you know, my great-great-grandfather lived into his 90s, they say, and then, you know, my grandfather lived to his early 90s, so we must have longevity in my family. So they like on cruise control. I don't need to do anything about it. Or the other person, you know, my father died at 44 of a sudden heart attack. My mother died at 56. So that we just don't have longevity. Neither are true. The story of epigenetics is your DNA is not your future. It is not your biological future. You can switch your genes. They're not static. It's true. You might be born with a genetic mutation. Those genetic mutations represent 2% of all disease, none of the chronic diseases, because you'd have had them very early from childhood. Most of them are what we call storage diseases, where you have cellular debris or something, retinitis pigmentosa, there's cellular debris in the back of the eye. You don't notice it because it takes a few years to accumulate, and then you get this accumulation, you lose your night vision and so on. So there's many, many other diseases like that, but they're obscure. They don't affect a lot of people. Genetic or inherited diseases are 2% of the public. A lot of folks get heavy. They say, my parents were heavy, so it's genetic. No, it isn't genetic. Stop the high-carb diets, and you'll change the genes. You can switch them, a low-carb diet without the bread, pasta, rice, and refined sugars, and you'll remake your body and switch your genes into a favorable manner. But here they are saying, David, that we have the prospect now. This is brand new information out of the Journal of Aging Cell, they call it. They point to a survival gene called SIRT2-IN1, and they have a drug called SRT-2104 made by Sirtris Pharmaceuticals. Don't run down to the drugstore. It's not available yet. But it is basically a mimic of a molecule we find in red wine called resveratrol. Now, they're saying that they did this study. They gave it to little lab animals, and they didn't get osteoporosis, and they didn't get the muscle wasting we call sarcopenia as they got older. In other words, they're proving this is working in animals. It's very possible. It says it's possible to design a small molecule that can slow aging and delay multiple age-related diseases in mammals. That is in the Journal of Aging Cell of June 16, 2014. So these Harvard researchers are saying, look, this is possible. You can treat multiple diseases with one pill. Now, they go on and they say that drugs that slow aging were closer than ever, it says in a journal called Trends of Pharmacological Sciences. So that's this year. So they say other researchers also point to the same gene target called SIRT2-IN1. And it says only 10 years ago that the idea of a drug that could treat one disease and prevent dozens of others was considered fanciful. But today, there's abundant data showing that multiple diseases of aging can be prevented and even reversed by small molecules. And they've done this in testing in laboratory mice and other laboratory animals. And it says the possibility is within reach. That means today. So it says while there's a long roll ahead, this experimental drug, it's synthetically made, called SRT-2104, targets this sirtuin gene, and that's how it's work. And that sooner or later, we can walk into a doctor's office, be diagnosed with premature aging, and get a prescription for this drug. It's very possible. Except, David, they use it in the animals, and they use the human equivalent of 7,000 milligrams a day or 7 pills a day. Now, people would find that a little onerous to comply with taking 7 pills a day. I don't know how much that would cost us. $50 a day, $100 a day, I don't know. But they've proven that aging isn't the irreversible affliction that we thought it was, and this is not weak evidence. This is strong evidence. And they go on to say, knowing these challenges, millions of people have chosen not to wait for an approved drug, but take the daily SIRT2-IN1 activator called resveratrol, known as a red wine molecule, partaking in one of the largest uncontrolled experiments in the history of aging research. This is amazing. That's what they're saying. You know, there's only a few thousand people in the whole country out of 50 million people over the age of 50 in our country. Less than 1% take resveratrol pills like Longevinex, our sponsor's product. But what's interesting here is we went back in the news and in the scientific literature, and what do you think we found out, David? That they're admitting, both in news reports and in scientific reports, that there is no molecule, synthetic, drug, or otherwise, that more effectively triggers and activates the SIRT2-IN1 survival gene than resveratrol. Now, a year ago they were talking about this and saying that. Now it's a year later and they're saying it has to be a drug. Last year it was just plain resveratrol. So, you know, they're talking out of two sides of their mouth. If you go ask your doctor about what you're hearing today here on the radio, he won't even have a clue. All I can tell you, go to resveratrolnews.com, and that's a tough one to spell, R-E-S-V-E-R-A-T-R-O-L. I write, I'm the editor of that, resveratrolnews.com, and you'll see my article up there. It's called, my title, The Next Big Thing for Humanity, The First Anti-Aging Drug. But wait a minute, last year it was a nutraceutical. And so the best proven resveratrol pill, known to have the right dose, known to be safe, known to not have toxic side effects, proven in animals and humans, is Longevinex, our sponsor's product. You can read all the citations there. It worked 295% better at stimulating one of these sirtuin genes that's linked to human longevity. It inhibits another gene more powerfully than any other anti-aging type drugs, and only one capsule a day was required to produce these beneficial effects in humans and animals. So Longevinex, and by the way, shown to abolish the first sign of blood vessel disease in humans. So it is the best tested. 9 times more longevity genes are activated by Longevinex, our sponsor's product, than a plain resveratrol pill you find down at Costco, Walmart, Walgreens, or wherever. So if that makes a difference to you, you should call and find out more. Let them send you literature. There's no obligations. Or maybe you want to purchase a box and try it. It's 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000 to reach our Las Vegas shipping center. Leave your name and phone number. They'll call you back. They have free literature to send you. Nobody will hound your phone number. We don't give out your free your critical information, phone number, address to anybody. 866-405-4000. The product, like the word longevity, Longevinex, Longevinex.com, 866-405-4000. A lot of people use this product in your store.
Absolutely. I take it every day. You know, I'd remind everybody, Bill, we hear this, and it almost sounds too good to be true. But, you know, folks, I believe it was back in 2003 that resveratrol was the cover story on Scientific American. And it was quite fascinating. You can probably go on their website and look at that article. But I remember just one sentence, especially from that 10-12-page article, and it said that resveratrol is the anti-aging molecule which has worked in all laboratories in all settings. And what they meant was they might find something that would increase lifespan of some particular organism in a particular way, but whenever they tested resveratrol, it worked. So I'm interested in the product that has proven.
You have to get the right dose. Too high a dose, more isn't better. It negates the effects. But folks, what I'm telling you is Big Pharma got a bunch of news reports here just recently, said hold your breath and wait till we have this drug, when a year earlier they said it was just resveratrol. And they admit in the news reports and the science that there is no better molecule at targeting the very gene that says they can accomplish it by targeting that gene, the sirtuin-1 gene. There's no better molecule on the planet than resveratrol, drug or otherwise. Why are you being bamboozled and fooled, except that they have to profiteer and gouge along the way? And you folks just listening out there have nowhere to go. I mean, you're going to rely on your doctors for their opinions, and this is unfamiliar with you, and you feel like you need your doctor's permission before you can take a product like Longevinex, which has been in safe use for 10 years by thousands of people. As I said, a couple of Nobel Prize winners, they won't let me use their name, but are taking our pill. Longevinex, Longevinex.com, like the word longevity, 866-405-4000. Boy, are you missing something if you aren't taking this wonderful pill. Not every resveratrol pill works. Not any resveratrol pill will do. You need to find the one that's been tested for the right dose. Too high a dose, it negates the effects, even works in reverse. So you want to reverse aging, you don't want to promote aging, and you want to slow it down tremendously. Stay healthy, stay out of the nursing home, don't be a burden on your family members, and you can do that by reversing and even slowing down aging. That's Longevinix, 866-405-4000.
It is the miracle molecule, and it's only one a day. You ought to be taking it.
I take this pill every day for the last 10 years. People look at me and wonder, wow, how old are you?
You know, Bill, you don't look or act your age. But I tell you what, we need to take a short break here. Now, Bill, you told people not to hold their breath, waiting for the drugs. Well, we got to talk about another reason to hold your breath when we come back. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Now, you know, I look around the internet and, you know, just look for news sites, political things, health things. So, you know, I saw this article, and the title had a lot of shock value, and I'm sure they put the title, and I don't mean to be rude here on the radio, but the title said, "Smelling farts are good for you." Now, I just said, oh, you know, I didn't even know what to think. And obviously, it got my attention, and I looked at it, and it was on the news. But when I read about it, my jaw dropped, because believe it or not, they were saying that there's something in flatulence, and they were saying it prevents cancer, heart disease, strokes, diabetes, this little gas that's in your flatulence, that smelling a little bit of it could actually have a powerful effect on your health. Bill, how could this be true?
Well, there's researchers at University of Exeter. Now, that's in England. And what they're saying, let me quote it. Although hydrogen sulfide, which I like to call volcano gas, is a well-known and pungent, foul-smelling gas in rotten eggs and flatulence, it is naturally produced in the body and could, in fact, be a healthcare hero and have significant implications for future therapies for a variety of diseases. Uh-oh.
Where have I heard that name before, Bill?
We're putting Big Pharma out of business again with one pill, a whole bunch of diseases fixed in one pill. For example, in models of cardiovascular disease, research shows that more than 80% of the powerhouse mitochondria, that's the little power centers, they make cellular energy in our cells, survive. More than 80% of the powerhouse mitochondria survive under otherwise highly destructive conditions if they get hydrogen sulfide. Now, there's six pharmacology companies, pharmaceutical companies, working like banshees to develop a hydrogen sulfide generating pill, and one that will work over a longer period of time. We have one. It's called Garlazyme. It works. It's a garlic-based pill. It is buffered. Alkaline, world's first alkaline buffered garlic pill, takes away the garlic odor, the garlic breath, all that issue. But the bigger thing is it makes this hydrogen sulfide, because it assuredly makes the allicin product that garlic is known for. It does that by having alkaline buffered minerals, and so that the stomach acid doesn't destroy the enzyme that creates allicin, garlic's primary active molecule, which then makes the hydrogen sulfide gas, which they're trying to make into a drug. So you can get it. Fresh cloves of garlic do this. Don't cook it. You'll negate that effect. But if you're taking, if you crush the clove of garlic before you ingest it, you'll make the allicin, then make the hydrogen sulfide. If you're taking regular garlic pills, you're not going to make as much hydrogen sulfide by any means unless you're using Garlazyme, the product that's alkaline buffered so we don't destroy the needed enzymes to make both allicin and hydrogen sulfide. So here's modern medicine racing to do what nature has already done. We've told you how to do it two ways. Crush a fresh clove of garlic. That's tough, kind of hard to get down every day. Or you can try Garlazyme, our sponsor's wonderful product, 866-674-3955. And let me take the bite out of the commercial part of this by saying Garlazyme is the world's most affordable garlic pill. Now, they say if you got a product, you get look for quality, service, and price. Pick any two of those three. With Garlazyme, you get all three. The quality, the best pill, it's the alkaline buffer, assuredly makes allicin. You get the service, all the service that you need by calling 866-674-3955. But you get also the right price, because if you get one bag, 30-day supply of Garlazyme capsules, it'll cost you about $10.50. But if you order three bags, you get the effective price. You get one bag free. It's about $8.60 a month. Shipping is free, absolutely free, and they rush it right to you, fresh supply. And so it is really very affordable. People like hearing this on the radio. It's things that don't pinch their pocketbook. We know today that if the copay on drugs is over $10, people can't afford to redo their prescription, renew their prescription on a drug. And knowing this, we made Garlazyme so that it is under that $10 price point, and it really works. It's the best garlic pill at the lowest price. Can you believe that? Let me give you that phone number again, 866-674-3955. And David, you've been selling this in your store. You're getting all these wonderful people coming back saying their candida yeast infections are going, and sinusitis is disappearing, and their H. pylori is vanishing, and all these things. So it's wonderful. It's a good germ killer as well.
It is. And Bill, it's sort of made the rest of our garlic section kind of obsolete. And there are good products there. Garlic has a lot of beneficial properties, but none like Garlazyme. I have an MD, and he comes and we talk once in a while. He's nutritionally oriented, though. And he was very intrigued but a little skeptical when I told him about Garlazyme. But he took some, and he's been using it with his patients. And he said, I've never seen a garlic product like this. And I want to commend you, Bill, all of you out there. Now, we've been talking about Garlazyme for a while. We've been telling you about hydrogen sulfide, how important it is, how many health issues it can affect and improve. And I know everybody always says that, and you wonder if we're telling you the truth. And there you go, in a sort of a tongue-in-cheek but true article about a gas in flatulence that can be, as they put it, like a miracle health thing. And there it is. It's what we've been telling you
about
for months.
No, you're not going to have flatulence on these garlic pills. It's just a trivial amount of this gas.
Well, you don't have to smell flatulence if you take Garlazyme.
Oh, there you go.
You can still get the health benefit. But the point was that volcano gas, as you've called it, a little whiff of it, they're saying, yes, we see that this has health, diabetes, strokes, heart disease, cancer. This gas helps the mitochondria. So this little whiff of it that you would get from flatulence, you can get it from garlic. And you can get it from fresh garlic if you can stomach it, or Garlazyme. And as a retailer, I will back up what Bill says. There is only one garlic pill I know of that can guarantee it actually produces allicin and hydrogen sulfide.
Even though the labels, David, as you know, even though the labels on a lot of products in stores say they have allicin, it's allicin pretend. They say they yield allicin, or they have potential.
Read the label carefully. They'll say blah, 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 allicin potential.
So it's not really the proven stuff. They test it in a dish of water. if you took let's say vinegar, which is acetic acid, and put the garlic powder in there, you wouldn't produce any allicin. Of course, that's like what your stomach is. It's acid. It's got a pH of 2 to pH 4. So you're not going to make any allicin if you're trying to take a regular garlic pill. Now, the secret of the fresh clove is you crushed it and made the allicin outside of your body before it got to the stomach acid. The problem is ingesting it. It's really pungent on the throat, and it's tough on your tummy, and it's got the garlic odor and garlic breath. So what we're trying to help you do is find it, buffer it with alkaline minerals, ward off the stomach acid. In 9 seconds, you make this allicin molecule, which then turns into the hydrogen sulfide gas, just a tiny bit of it, and that widens your blood vessels, gives you better circulation to the brain and everywhere else, and also sends a signal for your body to make internal antioxidants. Modern medicine, they've got 6 drug companies working on this furiously, and garlic beat them to the punch. Just make sure you get the one that works for you, that's compatible, no garlic breath and odor. 866-674-3955. Leave your name and number. They'll get back to you. And as I say, buy 3 months supply, get 1 month free. Shipping is free. I think it's about $8.60 a month. You can't find what's not to like about Garlazyme. So you can't find a better garlic pill than this one.
All the other garlic supplements on our shelf at Apple Health Foods. And like I said, there's a lot of good things about garlic. It doesn't mean all other garlic pills are worthless, but none of them compare to this. And all of them that I have are more expensive than Garlazyme.
Look, all garlic's good. Even when you cook it, you're just taking away the primary ingredient, which is allicin. But even other garlic pills, they may not have allicin, but they have sulfur, they have selenium, they have properties to help thin your blood a little bit, not as well as the Garlazyme capsule. But the point is that you really want to get your money's worth, and you get it either when you crush a fresh clove of garlic, that's tough to get down, or let's try Garlazyme. It's easy on your system, and it's 866-674-3955, and it's very, very affordable.
Yeah, and so look, folks, one of the things I've often said is, and I'm a person who takes a lot of supplements, and I put a lot of money into it. I think it's a wise investment. But I understand the economy, and I understand that everybody's kind of pinching their pennies. But, you know, the two sponsors of Have a Heart Health Radio, Longevinex and Garlazyme, to me, what you want to look for is the fewest pills that do the most good. And when you see allicin and hydrogen sulfide, and when you see resveratrol, if it's done properly, if it's a pill that works, the right potency, you've got two of the pills that do more for you than anything else. And, you know, I'd probably throw vitamin D in there, maybe fish oil. You do those four things, you have a health powerhouse.
A health powerhouse. I like the idea. Yeah,
you like that? Well, listen, we're almost out of time. Bill, close us out here.
Weaponized garlic and weaponized resveratrol. We take the alcohol out of the wine and leave the wine solids. It's a pill called Longevinex, and so you need to look into it, 866-405-4000. And the garlic pill, we do it the right way and buffer it with alkaline minerals. That becomes Garlazyme, 866-674-3955. And tell them quickly, do we have a minute? Tell them how to leave questions for our future shows.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't been paying attention to our little spots, we do have a toll-free number, 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. Bill and I will do our best to answer your questions on the air. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back next week. We expect to see you there.